T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, good morning. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful day.
Tis indeed. We've got Peyton with us, as always.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and I am Sybil. You are the best part of the show. We like it when you reach out to us at 877-881-1053. You can ask us questions. You can rage about the traffic you're in, whatever. Anything goes here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. And you can also call AutoFlex because they're going to be open at 10 a.m. and the numbers there are
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of our great Save Money Monday cars. We'll talk about some of those in the first break.
Yes, and we'll also talk about some videos that you can see on the AutoFlex Leasing Facebook page. Give us a like, and later we'll tell you about how you can win some money and some goodies and stuff from AutoFlex. So
what?
Stay tuned for that. But first, everybody, speaking of money, everybody wants to save some nowadays.
That's exactly right. And you know what? There's some great SUVs on the market, compact SUVs, that really, really do everything that you want to do and save you money at the same time. I've got a list of about 10 that are not expensive, and they are great looking. And again, they serve the purpose. That's the main thing. How about the 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude? Front wheel drive, base price $24,285. Good economy, front wheel drive. It's just a nice, nice SUV. Now, as we made this list, we went a couple of things we thought were important. Number one, it can't be ugly. If it's ugly, it's out. Number two,
under whose opinion?
Somewhere, mine in this case, somewhere between $24,000 and $28,000 on the price range, and that's the MSRP. Number three, we thought it should still be in production, so if somebody wants one, they can go out and get one. Number four, we thought, you know, we'll start with the base model. We'll talk about that. And number five, only one manufacturer per vehicle, or one vehicle per manufacturer. So the Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $24,285, very, very efficient front-wheel drive car. It runs really, really good because the 2021 has redeemed itself, by golly.
It runs good.
It does. Well, that in the 2020 was sort of ugly, and a few years before that,
mm-hmm.
One of the ugliest cars I've ever seen, in fact. But the 2021, really nice. All right, 2021 Subaru Forester. We talked about this a little bit last week on the show. It is a great vehicle. It's got all-wheel drive, which is like Subaru. All of them have all-wheel drive. Let me just tell you, it makes a difference, all-wheel drive does.
Especially if we have any inclement weather.
Yes, and it's got, you know, it's one of the few vehicles in this class that received the top Safety Pick Plus Award because it's got the great headlights, and then it's got a lot of safety features.
It'll tell you if your eyes aren't on the road.
Yeah, and which is really weird.
Yeah.
And then if you don't get them on the road, it reaches out and slaps you.
Straight out of the steering wheel.
Good morning, Samuel in Arlington. Sybil, the text works.
Yay!
All right. 2020, this is the 2020 GMC Terrain front wheel drive. And it's because the 2021 has not come out yet. It is a 26,195 base car. It is a front wheel drive. It comes with a 7-inch infotainment screen, leather wrapped steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, heated and power-operated side mirrors, LED tail lights, and active noise cancellation. The active noise cancellation may be the biggest thing there. The 2020 Honda CR-V, two-wheel drive LX, starts at $26,270, and they keep it simple. It comes with pretty well everything it's going to have. Standard driver assistance technology consists of lane keep assist, adaptive cruise control, auto high beam headlights, and a blind spot cross traffic monitoring system, which is really, really nice.
They're putting all of that in the LX.
Yep. Makes it a good vehicle. 2021 Mazda CX-5. We'll talk a little bit more about this car later in the show, but it is a very, very luxurious vehicle. Standard equipment on the CX-5 Sport base are the leather-wrapped steering wheel, a 10-inch touchscreen, easy for me to say, dual front USB ports, which is more important now than ever, LED headlights, and a heap of safety features. By the way, it also won the top Safety Plus award from the IIHS. The 2020 Tiguan. Now, it's not going to be refreshed until 2022, but it's really, really a good vehicle. It's got a base of 26,745, and it has got rear view camera system, which is huge. It's got blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alert. That's from when you're in between two trucks and you're trying to back out and see. Forward collision warning, autonomous emergency braking, and pedestrian monitoring. So it comes with a lot of stuff that a lot of trucks don't have.
Is it going to have my voice on the pedestrian? There's a person. Watch out for that. Look out for that. Is that the kind of pedestrian monitoring it has? Because I think that would be more like real life.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, we'll come back to the question in a minute. What's the difference between all-wheel drive and 4x4? There is a difference. Okay.
The number of wheels turning.
2021 Nissan Rogue, which starts at $26,795. Again, a very, very nice car. They've really placed a lot on this 2021 Rogue to be the savior of Nissan, and it is, in fact, their number one bestseller. It's got zero gravity seats. It's got lower storage space in the front console. It's got an improved divide and hide cargo system in the rear, which means you can put stuff in the very back and cover it up. It's a really, really nice vehicle. Right after that, though, comes the 2021 RAV4, the Toyota SUV, small SUV, and it's just a great vehicle also. Toyota Safety Sense, backup camera. How could you live without a backup camera?
You can't.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No more.
It shows you the projected path on the backup camera, by the way. It's got Safety Connect. It's got Hill Start Assist Control, which is a big thing.
I like the backup camera for like when somebody's been tailgating you and you want to get their tag number.
But don't you have to throw it in reverse?
Yeah, no. I mean, like if you're at a stoplight.
Well, some cars you can push a button and get the backup camera.
Oh.
Yeah, it's according to the car.
No, I didn't know that.
2020 Hyundai Santa Fe starts at $27,450. It comes standard front wheel drive and has 9 exterior colors. It is a good SUV. It's a fun car to drive. And finally, the 2021 Bronco Sport. We love the vehicle. By the way, it's a true 4x4, and we'll talk about the difference in a minute.
I don't know if I love it yet. I haven't had a chance to drive
one. Well, here's the thing. I like it on paper, but it's going to be next year before we see it now.
They just keep teasing us.
I know.
Do you know, I'm just going to call it the pandemic car, because it's like it never comes. Like, this one never goes away.
Right.
This one never, because they've been teasing us forever.
Okay, so on the Bronco, they announced yesterday that we would not see that car for about another year because of the pandemic.
Oh, okay. David, I want to go back real quickly. The 2021 Nissan Rogue S, you said, had zero gravity seats. What is
yes.
that?
Well, that means that it feels like you're weightless when you sit in them.
Ooh, I would like that.
When you're seated in them, the seats were designed by NASA.
Okay, cool.
Huh.
I need those.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, that all-wheel drive versus 4x4 is a good question for people that don't know what wheels are even driving their vehicle. Okay. So all-wheel drive means that all four of your wheels at the same time are engaged in driving, whether you're going forwards or backwards. Now, there's a number of variations. There's a number of different suspensions. There's different capabilities. But all-wheel drive means that all of your wheels are turning at the same time.
Are they all being turned by the engine?
Yes. Okay.
The engine is
four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive means that you can engage the front wheels if you need them, or the back wheels if you need them, but you can also run it with only two wheels engaged in driving the vehicle.
So when you put it in four-wheel drive, it's in.
Correct.
But normally it's in two-wheel drive, so you actually are changing the differential.
That's correct? Exactly right, yeah. And so you end up with four-wheel or two-wheel drive on a 4x4, and an all-wheel drive, it's an all-wheel drive.
It's just all-wheel all the time. Yep. Like in a 4x4, you're not going to put it in four low for the rain.
Right.
No.
All-wheel drive is wonderful in the rain because the power, you got all four wheels doing it instead of just somebody pushing you or pulling you, right?
Well, and the other thing people don't understand is the difference in all-wheel drive and two-wheel drive is pretty remarkable just in everyday driving.
The handling, the handling cornering
stuff. Yep. So, but especially in the rain or in the snow, and that's why Subaru does so many all-wheel drive vehicles, because so many of them are big vehicles in Colorado and Montana up in there. Up Chicago, it snows up there.
Yes, they do.
It does. Not like here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're right in the city, you probably don't need your car much, but if you're in Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Illinois.
Got an S on it.
She's a native.
Hey.
Okay.
I didn't want to leave anybody out. That's all.
Yeah, we don't call it Texa.
Yeah. So why would we call it Illinois? Thank you, Sybil.
Oh, that's so great.
She and I, we...
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, ever since I bought a Forester, now I only buy all-wheel drive vehicles.
Right.
Bingo. There you go.
Do you only buy Subarus now?
Probably.
Well, he can get an all-wheel drive in a lot of different cars.
We have a 37-year-old that cannot stand a backup camera. Who do you think you are?
I wonder if it's new to him, though. Like, maybe he's never had one. Because, you know, we've always talked about it takes some getting used to. Or she.
I figure it's a he, because women are... We definitely want to see what's going on back there.
Okay.
Our favorite view in the mirrors in the back.
So, the folks at Motor Trend have named the truck of the year for 2021.
Dun, 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 dun.
And no surprise, it is the Ram 1500 TRX. And why, might you ask, it's the truck of the year? Well, number one, when they built the TRX, they modified 74% of the frame in order to change the track on the car. It now has a wider track and drives better on a closed course, around curves, things like that. It just drives better. In fact, there's a 6-inch increase in the track of the car. That means that the wheels are 6 inches further apart than they are on a standard Ram. Now, here's the other difference. 702 horsepower.
Wow.
It's a screamer.
It's not necessary.
No, it is a screamer. So, if you looked at the increased track, if you looked at the increased horsepower, then you put Bilstein shocks in there and you put modified suspension in the front and the rear to accommodate the wheel track and the difference in the drive, you get a great driving truck. And they tried it against everything else, even the Ford Raptor, and it won. It won in every case. So if you're thinking about a new truck, the folks at Motor Trend said, truck of the year, the Ram 1500 TRX.
It's cool looking, too.
Well, it is cool looking, and it's got all those Easter eggs in it.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
That's always fun to get a little surprise. So if you're really kind of stuck on one particular brand, but you want to entertain the Ram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the Ram price isn't really, I mean, I'm sure Autoflex can make it work one way or another, but that's a great place to compare your Toyota, your Ram, your, it's so hard for me not to call it a Dodge.
I know, me too.
So difficult.
Yeah.
For me not to call it a Dodge, but if you want to drive the Ram and the Ford and the Toyota and the Chevy and the Nissan, and you can do it. Where?
Yes, you can.
Where can we do that?
Autoflex Lease.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm a bicycle commuter. I have a one-wheel drive. There you go.
Ba-dum-boom.
But there's, listen, the texts are rolling in. RAV4 is my other all-wheel drive. So that's from our Subaru owner. And another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If you're getting a 4Runner and it's not a four-wheel drive, why then even try?
Well, let me tell you why. Because it might be difficult to find a four-wheel drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, even in a two-wheel drive, best resale value. They just love them.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter if it goes four-wheel drive or not. They'll give you all the money for it when you want to get rid of it. So it's a great lease vehicle. especially if you're just a round town person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a dog, but you're not going to go hiking.
Right.
4Runner works.
Okay, so what vehicles out there have free maintenance for 2021? Because free maintenance is a big thing.
Free. Mm-hmm.
That means that you don't pay for oil changes and stuff.
Whee!
So I looked at all of the vehicles that have free maintenance for 2021, and I found out that a bunch of them have sort of free maintenance or limited free maintenance.
Right.
And one thing I found out, one manufacturer, actually two manufacturers, it only goes to the first owner. So,
right.
Like their big warranty, they've got a 100,000-mile, 10-year warranty for the first owner only.
First new car buyer. Once it's used, it has no more.
Exactly. So
does it still have, but maybe the, well, go ahead.
Alfa Romeo, they will cover the first scheduled maintenance if used within the first year on the
change.
Giulia and the Stivio SUV.
That's an oil change.
By the way, the Spider is not covered. Yes. BMW and Mini, they will cover 3 years and 36,000 miles on all of their vehicles.
Okay, Michael.
Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, all four brands come with the first scheduled maintenance free if done within a year. Ford and Lincoln Mercury, you get points. When you buy the car, you get points. And then you use those points for free maintenance. Mm. So it's a little confusing.
That's weird.
Why? Hyundai and Genesis, 3 years or 36,000 miles, guess what? For the original owner. So that's an interesting sidelight, by the way, to those folks. Jaguar, all scheduled maintenance visits covered for 5 years and 60,000 miles on the Jaguar. On the Jeep, three scheduled maintenance if used within 3 years of purchase. Kia, 3 years or 37,000 miles for the Cadenza and the K900 only. That's their upscale vehicles. Lexus, two scheduled maintenances, up to 1 year or 10,000 miles. Volkswagen, complimentary first maintenance visit, but you have to do it before 10,000 miles. Ram, most levels of the 2020 Ram get free scheduled maintenance within 2 years, as well as trip interruption. That's only good in Texas, by the way. If a Ram buyer is somewhere else, doesn't come with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a competitive thing, and it's a Texas thing. Texas is the hottest truck market in the country.
Well, that's why you would think that here is where they wouldn't give away the freebies. But anyway, that's just me.
Subaru, 2 years or 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance for model year 2021, but only in certain markets, which are mostly the Sun Belt sites, because they don't sell as well down here as they do up north.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have nearly as many of them to service here.
Mm-hmm. All Toyota vehicles come with 2 years or 25,000 miles of regular service maintenance. 2021 Volkswagen, 2 years, 20,000 miles, and the Volvo, 3 years and 30,000 miles, which is basically the first three services. All free.
We all love free.
Free's good.
Mm-hmm. Whoop-dee, whoop-dee.
Okay, so there's always room for improvement, and when we get back, we're going to talk about great SUVs that can get even better. So stick around. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. Reaching us at 877-881-1053, or you can also call AutoFlex when they open at 10 o'clock. The numbers there are
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars right there. And just really quickly, if you want to save some serious money, here's the thing. How about a 2020 Ford Escape SEL? $343 a month with no down payment. And that's not a 72 or an 84 month loan. That is a flex buy. How about a 2020 Ford Edge SEL? Only $369 a month. Or a 2020 Ford F-150? It's an XLT. $499 a month. Again, those are all flex buys. They are not long term. You don't have to sign anything to be forever. We don't extend the term on those and tell you get 3 months free. Those are just the monthly payments on a standard flex buy. So if you want to save some serious money, give us a call and tell us how much money we can save you. I want to give a shout out, by the way, to Adam Einshon, who got a 20 Hyundai Elantra from Trent Shepard this last week. So, Adam, thanks for being a Tolo. And Trent, good job, buddy.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, fellas. We've got tons of AutoFlex Leasing fan text coming in at 877-881-1053.
I know the answer to this one.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Yeah, what was I going to read?
So, I'm sorry, you do it first.
No, I don't. Go.
Okay. I recently purchased a 2018 Ford F-150 STX 2.7 liter V6 EcoBoost. And I always drive with the EcoBoost, even on the freeway, but I feel I'm not getting the truck's full power. Don't drive an EcoBoost on the highway. EcoBoost is for lower speeds because it limits the acceleration. So go full on.
Now, here's the other thing.
On the highway.
If you're not on the highway, if you're just driving around town, which most people do most of the time, then you use the EcoBoost because it saves you money to use the EcoBoost in town when you're driving slower.
It'll limit your acceleration, so don't be trying to punch it right off the light.
No, but what it'll do is it'll hold the RPMs to about 2,000.
Right.
And it'll give you better efficiency around town.
Which boosts your economy.
Right.
Yes. But don't do that on the highway. Push the button, turn off the economy.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, a pig is a pig no matter how you dress it up. Okay, so here's the deal. If you haven't driven a new Ram pickup, go drive one because they are different.
Yeah.
It's a different vehicle than it used to be.
This ain't your father's pig.
Nope.
I can do a better pig noise.
Than my pig?
Yeah, because most people do that. Like they go, or they say oink, but I do. Doesn't that sound like a real pig?
Yes, but I only do that when like I eat a banana and it's itching my throat.
That's great.
Thank you.
Both of you.
I bet Rand's pup heard it.
Do it one more time.
You should see her. Squeal like a piggy.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. If I have a car allowance, can I use a lease as a tax write-off? We'll get to that right after the next story.
Ooh.
So, if you're looking for an SUV, something is changing out there, and it's changing sort of rapidly. In fact, it's already changed some, and that's the Mazda SUVs. And they are moving to a more upscale vehicle trim. So what I mean by that is they've got a luxury trim on the inside. You're going to find leather-wrapped dashboards. You're going to find leather-wrapped steering wheels. You're going to find basically a luxury vehicle, but it's a Mazda. Now, right now, the pricing and the leasing on those is really, really good. Because it hasn't gone up terribly, but trust me, they're going to.
If they make it this fancy, they need to call it the Mazda, darling.
Yeah, they do, in fact. Anyway, if you are considering an SUV, look at the Mazdas, because they are changing, and they're changing pretty rapidly. The CX-6 has already changed. The CX-9 has already changed. And the CX-5, they started making changes in the CX-5.
I can't wait to see those.
I'm sorry, everybody got hung up on the fan text.
Somebody loves Sybil's pig noise.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, they said it's hot.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, if you have a car allowance, can I use a lease as a tax write-off? Here's the thing. You can, but only to the extent that you're not reimbursed by the car allowance.
Meaning if the lease payment is $800 and your car allowance is $500.
You've got a $300 write-off.
Okay.
But if it's vice versa, and the lease payment is $500 and your allowance is $800, you got no write-off.
What if it's five and five? What if it's five and five?
It's an even break even deal. And talk to your CPA in any case,
right?
Because everyone is individual in this.
And really, the right way to write this off, you almost need a CPA to do it.
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I've heard it's not good to get a new car when you're looking for a new house. How much waiting is necessary? All right, so
that's
a couple
up to
of things.
Previous show.
Every realtor will tell you not to get a new car before you get a house. Here's why. They do not want any additional debt showing up against you. So any additional obligation that you've got as far as monthly payment can hurt your houses. You can hurt your chance of getting a house. It can increase your interest rate. There's a lot of things it can do. If you're Pat and you've got 800 credit, and you got plenty of money in the bank, and you make a lot of money,
then don't worry about it. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's just not that big a deal. But every realtor is going to tell you not to take on any additional debt before they get the house approved, because they don't want to have to deal with additional or new debt.
Well, the realtor will probably say the mortgage broker is the one doing it, right? but they definitely want to waive any chance of messing up their commish.
Exactly.
And the sale. And of course, you don't want to mess up your sale. So if you're fine, you can get your car before, during, or after. It doesn't matter. But again, if you're close, you got a budget. If you're probably replacing one, it's a wash. It might not be as bad, but you'll have to explain it.
Yes, crunch the numbers before you make the decision.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, can I lease a 2015 through 2019 Tundra for under $450 a month?
Don't y'all listen every week?
The first thing I'm going to tell you is I don't have the FlexLease computer system here. If I did, I could tell you for sure. Give the office a call after 10 o'clock. They can tell you right away whether or not that's a working deal or not. Now, dependent on your credit, dependent on your income, dependent on your past automotive history, all of those things will play to what kind of approval you get and how much your monthly payment is. But give the office a call because they've got the FlexLease computer system. They can throw in the car and the year and the mileage and that kind of thing, and it will give them an instant payment that they can discuss with you.
Should we get into car smog?
Yeah, real quickly. Most people don't understand what smog is.
Smoke and fog. It's a sniglet.
It's sort of smoke and fog. It's a derivative of the word smoke and fog, but car smog is the excess exhaust and other harmful, hazardous materials and environmental pollutants that escape from your vehicle into the atmosphere.
And that's why when you put that hose on the tailpipe, you're like, I'm done with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good.
No.
Clearly, you shouldn't just breathe it.
Right.
So if you looked at smog, smoke and fog, the derivative, you would see that it accounts for 28% of all airborne pollutants released into the atmosphere. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But you got to figure there's literally 273 million vehicles in the United States.
That's a lot of poison out there in our environment. And I was not downplaying the other part. I'm so sorry for that. I was just kind of joking about the crud that comes out of a car.
So here's the deal. If you know you're going to have an inspection because they check your car, the EPA checks your car every time you have an inspection.
Right.
If you know you're going to have an inspection, perform the basic maintenance about 14 days before you do the inspection. Have the oil changed, have the radiator flushed, do all of that stuff so your car is running as clean as possible when they run the smog check on it.
That's like me trying to eat clean before I go in for my cholesterol check.
Sure.
Or flossing your teeth before you go see the dentist.
I know, like the day before.
Yeah, or cleaning the house before the maids come.
Well, I'm flossing once a year at least.
Twice a year. So here's the other thing. If you fail a smog exam, you might get a second opinion because sometimes they figure they got you captive. And they're going to make some money on the deal, so they may do some things you don't absolutely need to do.
Oh, if it's a shop that says they can fix it?
Right. So you always want to get a second opinion if you fail for any reason, because it could save you thousands of dollars.
But if people have been honking their horn at you, rolling down their window, and cursing you out for polluting the environment for the past year, you probably don't need that second opinion. You probably already got it.
Right. Yeah, when I can smell the car in front of me, I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're not going to pass inspection.
Do you know, you can turn people in.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. There's a website where you can give them the tag number and turn them in.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Like Bob Marley, car smog. Uh-huh. Does he have a song?
No, I don't know, but I'm thinking he means more like Cheech and Chong car smog.
That reminds me probably a little bit of Rohan Marley.
Yeah.
A while back, we interviewed all these different athletes and celebrities.
Yeah.
His coffee.
Remember? Way back. Rohan Marley has a coffee business on his island, and he got a fancy car from us. And we were asking the different football players, and he played in the Canadian Football League, right?
He played Canadian football, and he played for the Miami team also in college.
Yeah, so I was allowed one
Marley's
question.
Son.
David does the interviewing because I really am just a heckler. But I was allowed one question, and so my question was the same for all the different people that came on, was how fast have you driven your Autoflex car?
Uh-huh.
And Rohan says, Rastafarians don't speed, man. You might get pulled over. And then they're like, what's that smell, man? I couldn't believe it. It's not as funny as it was back then. There's probably a podcast y'all could listen to from 19... whatever it was.
Right.
But it was really funny at the time. And other ball players talked about how fast they, but then they wouldn't say what color their car was, mm-hmm. or, you know, because I didn't want to be looked for by the police.
Exactly.
Anyway, don't speed.
Okay, so if you're considering an electric car, which electric cars still have the $7,500 tax credit? And we're doing an electric car right now at Autoflex out of California. The customer is an old customer of ours. He's been in California for years, but he drives electric vehicles. And one of his biggest considerations was, do I get the $7,500 tax credit? Because if you lease your car, some banks don't do the pass-through. And so basically, if they do the pass-through, you can get a $7,500 discount on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they keep the money themselves, right?
Which is great.
It is if you get to keep the money. So here are, and let me explain the rules on the $7,500 tax credit. It works for the first 200,000 qualified vehicles that a manufacturer sells. 200,000. So what doesn't get the tax credit anymore? The Tesla and the GM Hummer. The Bolt. All of those vehicles don't, because they've already sold over 200,000 vehicles. Tesla's sold nothing but electric vehicles since it came into existence. So here's the ones you can get it on. The Audi e-tron, the BMW i3, the Hyundai Ioniq EV, the Hyundai Kona EV, the Jaguar I-Pace, the Karmer Revo, the Kia Niro EV, the Mini Cooper SE Hardtop, the Nissan Leaf, which means they haven't sold 200,000 of them, the Polestar 1 and 2, the Porsche Taycan, we leased one of those a couple of weeks ago, the Volvo XC40 Recharge, and the Volkswagen ID4. Now, the one other thing that I want to mention is, where do you go to get competitive bids? Because in today's market, very few people do electric cars. Autoflex Leasing does electric cars.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons we're good, because if you want to shop what the manufacturer's distributor tells you the car is worth, I ran into a deal just yesterday. A dealer in another state tried to raise the price on an EV because they had one of the few in the market and they knew it. And the customer said, I'm not paying it. So we're going to go somewhere else and we're going to get him another car because we're not paying it. By golly.
Smart.
But if you're in the market for an EV, there is a $7,500 tax credit. Basically, how it works, by the way, is if you have a $7,500 tax liability, it will wipe it out. So if you owe $7,500 at the end of the year, this credit would make you even. If you owe $3,000, you get a partial credit. That's why it says up to $7,500. And there are some states that allow for credits as well, California being one of them. So if you're thinking about an electric car, if you're going to get an electric car and you want to shop the price around, give us a call at Autoflex. That's what we do.
That's right. Any local area code, 234-1234. We'll be back with more animal noises on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. Lots of fan texts at 877-881-1053. Keep them coming. You can also call Autoflex. They're going to open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're listening maybe on radio.com, mm-hmm. out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great Save Money Monday cars at autoflex.com/1053, special site just for Tolos. If you're in the market for, like, an SUV, a small SUV, how about a 20 Jeep Compass Trailhawk for only $299 a month, no down payment, under $300 a month. A 2020 Nissan Murano SV, $359 a month. That's crazy. Or maybe a four-door sedan, a really nice four-door sedan, a Chevrolet Impala Premier. It is a 2LZ model, 2020 model car, $389 a month. That's room for the whole family and a great, great vehicle.
Those are nice deals.
Yeah, those are nice deals. I'd like to also, let me give a shout out to a Tolo who came to Autoflex and got his car, Ken Dow. Ken got a 20 Honda Accord from Eric Areola this last week. And Ken, we appreciate your business, and we appreciate you being a Tolo and listening to the show.
Yes, the fan is definitely grateful as well.
Mm-hmm. Like this guy. Hey, guys, love the show. Looking for your input. I am 6'3 and 325 and looking for a recommendation for a vehicle that is easy to get in and out of and tall enough. Can you help?
Not a Corvette.
No. In fact, I
can eliminate that one.
There's a couple of things. Number one, how tall are you? Where? Because the taller, the longer waisted you are versus the longer your legs are has to do with which vehicle you should be comfortable getting in and out of.
But even if you're, you know, just a normal, if it's not
torso?
All leg or all torso. Yeah, sometimes it's short legs and long body. But
yeah.
I'm comfortable in a Toyota Highlander all day long. Plenty of leg room, head room,
so
hip room.
Last year I broke my leg about a year and a half ago, and I had to wear a boot, and then I had to be able to get in and out of a car, and I learned that an SUV is a lot better than a sedan, no matter what model it is. Especially if you get a luxury sedan, you'll fit. Because luxury sedans are built for big people.
They're larger, but...
But they fall, the controlled fall to get in and out. And then the pull-up to get out, it will kill you. It will absolutely kill you.
The luxury car that I get, when it's really luxury, it'll be like those recliners that'll sit you up, that stand you up.
It's like sitting in first class. You have more room.
Yeah, but I mean, this thing is going to, the seat's going to meet my butt and lower me down and push me out.
Okay, so here's the deal, and this is from Coach Riff Dog, by golly. I would suggest, Coach, that you give us a call at Autoflex and tell us you want to line up three cars side by side, three SUVs.
To try on.
Yeah, because everyone fits differently, and I had a guy that I've known for 30 years get a car for me a couple of years ago. And he called me within 30 minutes and he said, I can't drive this car. It hurts my back. And it was a real deal.
Yeah.
So we tried fixing the lumbar for him. We took the car back. We got him a different car. It fit great. So now he's in seventh heaven.
But he wants to know which car. He wants us to help him eliminate.
Well.
And if he's not going to, I understand. But you ought to come by and see what we have to test drive them. I had a fellow years ago was positive he wanted the Ford Explorer. And this was a previous generation Explorer, but, you know, they have the center console. Well, he was all leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't, his legs, he didn't have enough room in the leg area.
You got to try it on.
So he really wanted a bench seat with no console.
By the way, if you want a touch-free chance to, and by touch-free, I mean no personal contact.
We won't touch you.
give us a call. We'll bring the vehicles to you to drive. Mm-hmm. And then you can drive them and make a very, very good decision as to which one fits you best. As to what's more affordable, a SUV or a truck, it's according to the model.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fit differently in different vehicles. I promise you are. So give us a call. Tell us you want to drive three vehicles. We'll bring them to you. You can drive them, make a good decision. Then we'll send the paperwork online to you. You can sign everything online, no touch, no nothing, which is a nice thing.
Samuel that broke his ankle.
Yes.
He's on crutches. He says, try getting to a truck with crutches on. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to drive that thing. He says, because of muscle memory, he was trying to drive with his left foot, apparently. He said, but it thinks I'm doing a clutch. So it's very difficult because you don't do the brake and the gas like a clutch, right?
Right.
You push that clutch right on in there. That's got to be tough. I hope you have a driver, Samuel.
Okay, so overlanding. It is sort of a new thing in this country because we've not done overlanding before. What is overlanding?
What is overlanding?
Yeah, so
this is
it dates back to the 1900s and goes back to Australia. And when they first started trying to figure out how to get sheep from their farm to market, they started overlanding, which basically means they go across country. Now,
Overland.
So it doesn't matter whether you're using an SUV or a truck or a travel trailer. Overlanding is getting out into the country and not going to a destination. It's not like going to a national park.
Mm-hmm.
It's like driving through the desert and looking for a mountain to climb and going up the mountain, up one side and down the other. And there's a lot of SUVs that will do the job you need done when overlanding. But number one, it's a bit risky. Number two, you got to have some self-reliance. You got to have some adventure to your spirit. It involves survival. You gotta be willing to put it out there. But if you can overland, self-reliance, that's the key.
Yeah, because you're probably not going to get a cell signal wherever you go.
No.
Yeah, I bet it's not real popular.
It is. It's getting more
popular.
Because
of the cell signal issue.
Yeah. Can't post your Instagram pictures. Did you have a fan text?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
The pollution one. It's been pretty well. Oh. In Texas, they quit taking the tailpipe because they have the OBD2 sensor, which means that they can plug under your dash and tell if you're polluting too much.
This is relating back to our story about smog check.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they don't actually stick the thing into the tailpipe to see it anymore, but they do that in California still.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Now, David says that might come back with this next administration, wanting all the clean. But that tells me that's how Volkswagen got away with that emissions cheat, because nobody was actually checking the exhaust.
No, they were using
going by just the little lights and the codes from the car, from the computer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe it's not such a good idea to skip that step.
So where are most cars stolen in the United States?
Out of driveways?
Well, let's try an area. The city that more cars are stolen in than any other city per capita is Portland, Oregon. Who knew?
Yeah, Portland. Why?
Oh, because they think there's some of that, some of that smog in the car.
So, in total, there were 557,013 vehicles stolen between 2017 and 2019 in the top 15 cities that they were stolen from. Portland, San Jose, California, Seattle, Washington, Salt Lake City, Utah, and San Francisco. That's the top five.
Really?
We've only got one, and we don't even rate in the top 15, the top 10, San Antonio.
I mean, we're so close to Mexico, I would think that it would be a lot more, right?
Well, if you look at stolen per capita, maybe there's not that many people up there. There's a lot more people down here. And, it's not as easy to get a stolen car into Mexico as it used to be.
I guess they
do a lot of checking.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
where are they taking them up there from Northern California?
Canada? I started looking.
Really?
Canada.
Yeah.
I started looking at which cars were the most stolen. And I knew that the most stolen car in 2019 was the F-150, the Ford F-150, because there's more of them.
And now they've got those beds that you can, the seats that are going to turn into beds. It's really going to be bad. So, they're going to steal those trucks and steal those seats.
So I started looking for which model lines were the most stolen, and the Ford F-150 is number one. The 2000 Honda Civic is number two. The 2004 Chevrolet pickup, 1997 Honda Accord, 4, and the 2007 Camry, 5. That's the top five. So then I started thinking why, and then I started realizing newer cars have more theft deterrent on them than older cars, and if they sold a whole bunch of them, the parts interchange.
I know.
So you can steal doors,
yeah.
You can steal hoods, you can steal deck lids or tailgates, and they'll go on another vehicle, same make and model. You can sell those.
Yeah, because whenever you have an older car, and let's say you don't have full coverage insurance, but you still had a little smash up with the mailbox.
Yep.
Are you going to go buy a brand new part for that 10-year-old car? Or are you going to go buy a used part for a third of the price or whatever? So that's what's happening, yeah.
So, by the way, if you want to know how congested it is where you drive, if you feel like you've got the worst traffic in the world, well, you don't.
Oh.
I-35 down by Austin has got the worst traffic in the world.
In the
state of Texas, anyway.
I believe it.
If you go down to number 4, Woodall Rogers, through US 75 to Beckley, that's number 4.
What time of day?
Number 8, Simmons Freeway, I-35. John Carpenter Freeway to Tom Landry Freeway between 35 and 30. And if you go to number 6, US 75, Woodall Rogers, downtown. So, you don't probably have the worst traffic in the world, even though it's horrible.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as it seems.
But what time of day are they checking those?
So, no, that's just a total traffic count. Gotcha. So, 2020 has been a little messed up. And at Autoflex, we'd like to give back a little toward the end of the year. So, four times this month, we're going to give a $250 Visa card to help spread some cheer around to our customers. So, if you get a car, you're automatically in the running. And four times in the month of December, we're going to give a $250 Visa check away to one of our lucky customers to help them out. Because this year, it's been bad.
Yeah, that's awesome. If we didn't have a chance to get to your Autoflex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call. Any local area code 234-1234 or autoflex.com. Coming up next is Fan Jam. Thank you to Peyton. Thank you to all the Tolos who listened and reached out today. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.